Hello, thank you for contacting customer service. This is Damien with the fraud division. How may I assist you?
Hey Damien, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. I have a question for you. I don't know, I'm going to say, oh, at least a year ago. I received something with my kind of an email, and it said, if you do a survey regarding this, this, and this for shipping only, you could pick a purchase. So I did a survey and I picked a purchase, and the purchase was a little tiny, it's like a blender, and it's got a USB port on it. I've never really used it because I don't drive making, smoothies in my car when I'm going out. But anyway, I got that, and that was the end of the deal. It said just pay, my shipping. And I did that on my charge card, my household charge card. Well, then all of a sudden, 3 months ago, my husband got a charge on his credit card. And I call, and I didn't know it because that's his work card. You get travel on there, you get, rental cars on there, and you get hotels and airplanes. That's it. And he gets food for his stipend. So anyway, he couldn't balance out his checks and balances from his work. So he had to go line item by line item. He goes, oh my gosh, there's a charge on here. What's this from? And I said, I have no idea. It says something about, I don't know, looking good or some kind of, I'll tell you what it says. Oh, well, this says a gadget guide. I don't know what that means. But the month before that, it was something entirely different. The month before, it was called Look Presentable. Okay. And then before that, it was, I'm going to, he's got these three bills right here. Then before that, it was also another Look Presentable thing. Anyway, last month I called up. I said, what the heck is this? And the lady that I spoke with, she said, oh, you can cancel at any time. I said, well, I'm canceling. I said, I don't know what this is for. I says, but we've been charged 3 months in a row for this, and this is my husband's work account, and this is really frustrating because he charges his airplane, his this, da da da, and it's all written down, and then it comes out, the bill comes, and his computer thing comes out, and it all equals. And now all of a sudden we've got $64 on it each month. And that doesn't come off because it doesn't go through his work. And so when I called the lady, she told me that it would be reimbursed, and she canceled it. And so she said that there would be $250. And I wouldn't write gift card because she told me gift card. She didn't call it a voucher. She called it a gift card. And then she gave me a cancellation number of TC021. And then it said credit. It said it'd be in the form of a $250 gift card. So I'm like, okay, that's fine. It'll have to work somehow, some way, whatever. And then all of a sudden now for October, he got all of his computer stuff from work, and it's still on there. It was canceled, but we never received that cancellation amount. And I want to know how you guys could move it into my husband's credit account when I don't have a credit card for that, and that's only his working account. And the lady I just spoke with, she says, oh no, Stanley did that. I said, my husband's work card is a work card.
There's nothing on his bills except for travel stuff. And she says, well, you'll have to talk to the fraud department then. I says, fraud department, there's nothing else on this entire, all 3 months, nothing on here that doesn't have to do with here. Westgate Pizza, National Car Rental, Lot X Car Rental, American Extra Baggage, $40, Hampton Inn, Holiday Inn, Washington, you know, and all of a sudden, Gadget Guide. How does that happen?
So can I get your first and last name, please?
Sure. I'm Cheryl Ginter. My husband's Stanley Ginter.
Thank you. Can I get you to confirm your address for security purposes, please?
Yes. 21930 122nd Street, Bristol, Wisconsin, 53104.
Okay, so I do see that an order was placed for a personal blender VA survey for $5.95. It was stated within the terms of agreements that it would enroll you into the discount membership club, where you have a chance to win items monthly. People do win those items, but it's not guaranteed, so they issue a $199 voucher sent over to your email that you can use for their online shopping store. I do see that you have been canceled. You're no longer going to be receiving any further billings from us. I do see that that voucher was resent out. I do have a code you can use to locate the voucher in your email. And I see that the credit card was never changed. The credit card was put onto the billing was put onto a MasterCard ending in 2417 initially, and that never changed.
On credit card 2417?
On a MasterCard ending in 2417, yes, ma'am.
We're looking here. Honey, we're going to have to look at page, try to find page one out of this whole mess. He's going to get his credit card. It says, yeah, this says account ending 2417. Like I said, this is his work stuff, so we don't, all he does is submit it, you know, he just doesn't. But what I'm curious about is how this ends up on my husband's stuff.
The order was initially placed under that credit card.
This is my husband's. They do medical air and vacuum. They do medical stuff. He works in the hospitals. I mean, why is it on this card? That's the whole thing.
Because the order was placed using that card.
They said you put it on this card. He's stumped as I am. But there is no voucher. There's no voucher in my stuff. None. I just went in there because I dump all of my like trash, and I dump all of my, they call it trash in my phone. They call it junk in my phone. I dump all that. I don't open it. I just dump it. So if you could resend me whatever you supposedly sent me in the first place, I can watch for that. But you're going to have to tell me where it's coming from so that I know what to look for. I have no clue what you're talking about. And like I said, I ordered over a year ago on my charge card. My charge card has nothing to do with him. I have a charge card in my wallet. It's not, we don't have the same stuff. This is a work card. I don't even have his card.
I do see that this order was placed this year on April the 8th using the MasterCard ending in 2417. I do have a code you can use to try to locate the voucher that was sent over to your email.
No, my email, I throw it out. I empty everything out. You're going to have to resend me what you sent because I don't have any of that stuff. I empty my phone out. Every single month, I dump everything out of my junk mail and my trash mail. There's two things. One's called junk and one's called trash. I empty that every month. I don't open them. What goes in my trash, I throw away. I hit delete. I hit select all and delete. So I have nothing in there.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and request that they have it resent out to you. This would be the third time that it would be sent to you. And so after
third
this,
time?
Yes, ma'am, it is initially sent out to you. You had requested it to be resent, and now I'm asking for it to be resent a third time. After this, we'll be unable to resend it to you.
I don't know where they're sending it.
To a email, ginter4@wi.rr.com.
That's my email address. That is my email address. This is really weird. I talked to your company one time. How does this get sent a third time? I talked to them like, I don't know, a month or so ago. Regarding all this, how does it get sent a third time?
I do see that on October the 27th, you had called in and you were explained about the voucher. You stated you had not received it, and so they had resent it. The voucher had already been sent previously before that. You stated you hadn't received it. They resent it. That's two times. You would ask me to resend it, so that would be the third time. You have been canceled. You're no longer going to be receiving any further billings from us. Is there anything else I can do to assist you?
Yes. When did you send me one already today?
No, ma'am. It was sent on October the 27th, as well as it would have been sent on, let's see here, May 14th, June 16th, July 18th. So each month that you're billed for this, you are sent out the voucher, and then
what?
You stated that you had not received it. They resent
sir,
it.
I don't know about vouchers. Tell me this. Where are they coming from? Where are they for? Where are they going? Why am I having vouchers? How does this happen? I don't understand.
By placing the order for the blender, it enrolls you into the monthly discount membership club, where monthly you're billed and you receive a $199 voucher, as well as a chance to win items monthly. The voucher is sent from, give me 1 second to get that information.
And these vouchers have been sent to me every month?
The voucher is sent from support at tryredflagdiscounts.com. The vouchers have been sent every month since April 12th.
Try Red? I never heard of a company like that. Sir, I am absolutely stumped on this because I'm calling you guys for help and you guys are getting frustrated with me. I'm calling you guys for help because I have no idea what you guys are talking about. Zero. Because I have not seen one thing. Now you're telling me that you've sent it three times already, that I haven't gotten it, that you're not sending it again. I don't even know what that company is for. I don't know. I have not seen anything like that. I just know that we noticed 3 months ago through my husband's bills they weren't adding up. And it was because of this $64 fee of nothing that we've never done. Like, I told you, I did a survey. I'm telling you, it was over a year ago. And it said, if you do the survey, well, thank you for doing the survey. You got yourself, pick a prize, but you got to pay for shipping and handling. So I picked that prize. And it, you say it's five something. It was very reasonable. So I paid that. And this little blender came in the mail, and it had a little USB port on it. I'm like, who in the world has USB ports on blenders? I don't know. But anyway, this little USB port thing, I never used. And then, like, oh, my gosh, a second blender showed up. I have no clue what that blender's for. I thought that they screwed up on an order and sent it twice, but I couldn't even, once you sign up in those things, that you can't, like, go back to it. So I had no idea how to go back in there. They said for the shipping and handling. So that was the end of it. It had nothing to do with my husband's stuff. The only thing that it had to do with was we have the same household email. That's it. We have one email for our household because we're married for 45 years. One email. So I have absolutely no idea who this tri-red is. I will have to look for a tri-red. I don't even know. I'm going to write it down. You're going to have to repeat that to me. It's tri-red.
Support. SUPPORT, the at symbol.
All right.
Try, TRY, discount. No, tried, my mistake. Support at tried, TRY, no, TRY, red, RED, flag, FLAG, discounts, discounts.com. Support at tryredflagdiscounts.com.
Okay. So there's going to be an email coming from here.
Yes, ma'am.
When will this be coming?
Should be receiving it tomorrow.
Okay. I'm writing notes here because I'm really good at writing notes. I wrote everything that the lady told me that I needed to know, and it seems awful funny that there's, you know, there's the other lady that I spoke with prior to you. She said that all my information didn't mean anything. She said there was a $125 voucher. You said there's a $199 voucher. The other lady told me it was a $250 gift card. So I'm a little confused here. And now I'm watching for an email coming to my junk mail that because I don't know what I'm looking for here. So I will look for support at tryredflagdiscounts.com. Emails due to come in tomorrow. And you guys have been kind enough to cancel something that we've never used. Or supposedly we've been getting vouchers for months and months that we've never used because we weren't aware of this. And I have absolutely no idea how a blender came on my husband's work account that has nothing to do with anything. That extra card is locked in our safe because it has nothing to do with our household. That just comes because they give two cards, you know, when they do these things. And that's his city card, and you guys are billing his work account for something that it doesn't, there's nothing on that card like that ever. There's nothing. There's only rental stuff and hotels and bags, and yet you guys are billing it on that card, and now you're going to be kind enough to give a voucher to go right back into that same company that's still charging us. It will probably start charging us all over again because a voucher, you got to purchase in order to spend a voucher, I'm sure. You can't just walk in and say, oh, yeah, I'll take this, and it's going to be free because it's just like doing the it's just like doing the little survey. You get to pick a free gift as a thank you gift for doing that survey that was so important for, oh, I don't know. Once you take a survey, then you get them from like Walgreens, you get them from Target, you get them from Walmart. Oh, they all come in. They come flooding in. I remember how they all used to come in on my email. And then they say, just pay for the shipping and handling, $5.99 or whatever the number, $5.95. I don't quite remember what you said it was. And so now if I get another voucher to pick a present, just like they told us to pick up a thank you gift, and we'll probably have to pay for the shipping and handling, and it's probably going to sign us right up for something else again that's going to continue charging my husband's work account. When does it stop?
No, ma'am. It covers the shipping and handling plus the full price of the product up to $199 voucher. It will not enroll you into the discount membership club. You have been canceled. You're no longer going to be receiving any further billings from us.
Okay, and I'd like to get your name again, please.
My name is Damien.
I-A-N or I-E-N?
I-E-N.
Sir, you have to understand my frustration. I'm not taking it out on you. I'm just very frustrated because this is my husband's work account. There's no such thing on his work account like this. This is what's so frustrating. So I will watch for this. And now that, you know, let's see if we add up, let's see, 65 times 3, 6 times 3, 180. You know, that's around $200. Right around the holidays that I have to make up out of my household account now into my husband's work account because this ended up in there. So I'm curious if somebody didn't do a typo or something on that account to create this, you know? And it's not like I can file a fraud account because my husband's entire work history is in this card. So I believe that somebody probably did a typo on somebody else's part. Because that included it in on this card. That's what I'm thinking here. So, because this doesn't go in this. It's like an oxymoron. It doesn't work. It doesn't happen like that. You know. I can't understand it. I mean, he's been doing this job for 22 years, and all of a sudden this pops up on his account. It's very bizarre. I mean, if his boss took these pieces of paper and looked at his billing, he'd say, what the heck is this? Same thing that we do. What the heck is this? I mean, it's like what you're doing to your job here. They turned around and said, okay, now you can install new windows. I mean, that just doesn't happen, does it? Because you work in a financial area, right?
I work in a call center.
Yes. Well, they can't expect you to install windows when you're working in a call center. We just don't have this on my husband's work bills for hospitals. This That's what I think he's telling me. I don't know because I haven't done line items for years because there's no reason to do line items. So I have no idea how this is happening. Somebody had to have plugged in a wrong number. I don't know, sir. I'll watch for a voucher But I'm going to have to try to, you know, figure something out from somebody else to find out. I mean, can you tell where this came from? I mean, I know you give me a number, but, I mean, does it tell any other information?
I see that a survey was placed for a blender for $5.95. And that enrolled you into the discount membership club as stated within the terms of agreements.
I know, that's exactly what you guys read and told me. Everybody told me the same thing. But what I'm telling you is I did it on mine. It has nothing to do with my husband. It has nothing. The only thing that we have matching is the email.
I do see that initially the order was placed on a MasterCard ending in 2417. That has never changed.
Nothing has ever changed. No, that's what you told us. But what I'm saying is how it got on 2417. There's got to be some information. Did you get a signature? Did you get a panel number from the back? Did you get, how do you know my husband did this?
This is in your name. And you would have had to check a box stating that you agreed to the terms and agreements. That is a digital signature. It is not a physical signature. You don't sign anything. By checking that box, you agree to the terms and conditions.
Okay. Do you have the 3-digit number on the back of that card?
No, ma'am. Due to security for your benefit, we are not able to access that information.
So then how do I know that Joe Blow didn't say, all right, the account number, as they're plugging in their little numbers here to order, they didn't write dot 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 2417 when actually it should have been maybe 2416, whatever's next to the number. How do we know that?
The order would not have gone through if the card information was not correct. You wouldn't have been billed if the card information was not correct.
Sir, if I give you my credit card number, you know, all you got to do is put the numbers in, and it brings up all the information on what bank it is, on whose card it is. When you go, and I just had a fraud report done. And I asked all the questions. And they said that the companies can, anybody that's in financial, especially in a fraud department, can look up this information because you have privy to that. If somebody misenters a number in there, then it's going to be billed to somebody else.
So if the card information is not correct and it has your information, such as your first name, your last name, your email, your address, when we bill that incorrect card, they're going to go, this information doesn't match. They're going to notify the owner of that card that the information doesn't match, and so the billing will not go through. So the information does match, and so the billing did go through. Allison Jack danced at their wedding as Uncles
Charlie and their team reunited a 50-year friendship. It would only go through if you had that 3-digit code on the back. Because that's the only proof you'd have that it's the right person.
I do see that that information was inputted, but I'm not able to access that information, see that information, for security of your card.
Not true. About the power of okay, well, I guess my husband will have to be responsible for this because I don't have this. I don't have a card for him. This is his work company. This is bizarre. Okay. Thank you. I'll watch for that voucher tomorrow. Thank you for your time, Damien.
Thank you for contacting customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.
All right. Thank you.